I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap the year of 2024 for Pleasantville Trojan Athletics. There was plenty to be excited about in 2024 if you were a Pleasantville fan. Let's take a look back to last winter, where the boys' basketball team went on a strong run at the end of their season as they upset Roland Story in the sub-state second round and then fell to South Hamilton in the sub-state semifinals. Senior Dayson Learhoff entered the 1,000-point club for the Trojans, and the girls' basketball team saw Joelle Johnson break the school record for points in a game last season, and so far this season has joined the 1,000-point club. For Pleasantville Wrestling last season, they sent four boys and one girl to state, and Caleb Cook, Tommy Booth, Zane Molnetz, Carter Metcalf, and Madeline Rousen. The Pleasantville girls' wrestling team entered year two of their program last winter. Former wrestling coach Heath DeForest was proud of his guys after their district meet, which sent four to state.
It's always a bittersweet day. Unfortunately, some guys, the seasons are ending, and the fortunate part is we do get to send four guys to state. So really, really happy with those four. They've been working pretty darn hard all year, and you kind of see that hard work pay off. I think if you asked all four of them, though, they would all say, "We're not done yet," type of stuff. So it's a good step in the right direction, and I think they all have bigger goals, and I think they all deserve to have those bigger goals. So I look forward to seeing what they can do next week at the state tournament. We'll go from there.
The Pleasantville girls and boys track and field teams both had athletes that qualified for the state meet. For the Pleasantville boys, Logan Roth, Caleb Cook, Dylan Messmaker, and Ethan Keene qualified in the 4x100-meter relay. And in the shuttle hurdle relay on the girls' side, Danica Park, Lauren Fernall, Ariah Phipps, and Lillian Mason qualified, and Braylon Bingham qualified for the high jump as a freshman. Also in the spring, the girls' golf team finished 6th at regionals, and the boys' golf team finished 5th at regionals. In the summertime, the Trojan softball team fell just short of a trip to the state tournament by falling to Eddyville-Blatesburg-Fremont in the regional semifinals, but also went on a strong run to end their 2024 season. The baseball team qualified for state by knocking off Des Moines Christian in a sub-state final matchup in a huge upset and said goodbye to legendary coach Sheldon Card, who stepped down from his role as head baseball coach.
It was surreal. You know, you try to go back through the last 24 years, and in 2008, you know, one, being a little more inexperienced, and two, our first trip to state, I can remember how nervous I was in the 5th and the 6th and the 7th. And, you know, you fast forward 16 more years after that, sitting there in the dugout watching our guys get excited. And I just, you know, you kind of sit there and just smile. And time goes super fast, but I really, like I said that night, I really felt like if we could get to the 7th, even with a one-run lead, we were going to be fine. Just had that trust in the guys, but no, it's a Cinderella way to go out, and I'm proud of the guys for giving me that chance to do that.
This past fall, the girls and boys cross-country teams continue to see growth with a roster of young talent. The volleyball team welcomed in new head coach Amy McGraw, and Emily Rowe left her mark as one of the greatest volleyball players in Pleasantville history as she set the school record for digs in a season, joined the 1,000-dig club, set the school record for career digs, and broke the school record for career serving percentage and was a first-team all-conference selection. The football team put together an impressive 6-2 regular season and saw breakout seasons for many young players, despite falling in the first round of the playoff to a tough Iowa City-Regina team. Coach Matt Jorth knows the future is bright for his football program.
Looking back on the course of the year from where we were game one to where we just were right there in game nine, the distance we have come, the improvements we have made, and the way we came together as a group has been phenomenal. There's just none of the issues we had to deal with early on. The kids just came together well. They responded well to the challenges in the coaching, and they made the corrections they needed to, and it's just been really fun to watch them grow, and it's just been a lot of fun to work with them.
Pleasantville also continues to see the rise of generational talent Braylon Bingham, who put together a freshman year for the record books and is excelling already in his sophomore year. Bingham broke the school record for passing yards in a game as quarterback against Woodward Granger, was an all-state football selection as a defensive specialist, led the basketball team in scoring last year and was a first-team all-conference selection, qualified for the state track and field meet in the high jump, led the conference in hits during his baseball season, and was selected to the all-state team for the second time as he was also selected as an eighth grader.
I've had a blast. I've had a lot of good friends helped me along the way, a lot of good coaches that I look up to, and I couldn't ask for a better freshman year.
Winter sports at Pleasantville are off to a strong start this winter, and there are plenty other memories that Trojan fans will get to experience on the horizon for 2025. For KNIA Careless Sports on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Clayton Sampson.